question one. Talk to us a bit about your childhood, formative years, early inspiration, etc. So when I was younger, I had the opportunity to go to a number of different countries, hiking, exploring, and walking. I would go to places like the Alps in Europe, and I'd go to places like Africa and Scotland, the Lake District in the UK, etc. These places opened my eyes to the outdoors and to the landscape. And really, this was very important to me from an early childhood, because it gave me that connection to nature, which was something that I was looking for. I also had a family of creatives. So my granddad was an artist, and my mother was very heavily into photography, and my father used to do a lot of painting himself in his spare time. So there was something within the family as well that could appreciate the creative arts. So that gave me the foundations and interest in both art and nature. From there, I went to university and college and studied furniture and product design, as well as art and design. So obviously, this was heavily inspired by my previous interest in arts as a child. While at university, I came across a number of different designers. And those designers included Philippe Starck, Mies van der Rohe, and the Bauhaus movement as a total. The Bauhaus movement, if you look at a lot of the designs, it's very linear, very graphic, and very minimalist. So again, this was an early influence that has now come into my photography today. So creating all these different avenues of inspiration gave me the opportunity later in life to then turn to photography. And that didn't happen until 2001 to 2002, when I first picked up my digital camera. I'd messed around with film photography while at college. I'd also been using Kodaks when I was a young child. But I'd never really taken it that seriously, and it was less of a hobby and more of a small interest. I really started to take it seriously when I did purchase my first digital SLR after a trip in Australia in 2001. And I went backpacking there. And I came across a photographer by the name of Peter Lick, who is a very famous Australian photographer, known very much for his panoramic imagery. And I walked into a gallery in Sydney, and I saw these huge, large format panoramic images. And that kind of inspired me to want to do something similar. And that was around 18, 19 years ago. So then I got back to the UK after travel, and I purchased my first digital camera, and I didn't look back from there.